Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you will find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. This podcast is part of a church-wide initiative called Grow Through the Bible that is designed to read through the Bible in 1 year. For a full schedule of the daily Bible readings, as well as other Bible study resources, please visit our website at concordunited.org/Bible.
Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. If you haven't done so already, we suggest that you pause the podcast, read the scripture, then come back for the reflection. Today's devotional is entitled, More Lessons from the Words of Jesus. I remember a Dennis the Menace cartoon. He was dressed in a cowboy outfit with the hat, the boots, and his toy six guns around his waist. He was addressing God in his bedtime prayers. He said, I'm here to turn myself in. In a more recent cartoon, Dennis arrives home from school and says to his mother, Do you want to hear what happened today at school, or should I just go straight to the corner? Dennis is often getting into some kind of trouble. He knows there are consequences, but he just can't help being mischievous. Sometimes we find it difficult to do everything right. In the opinion of the Pharisees and teachers of the law in today's scripture, failure to properly wash our hands could be an offense that sends us to our bedside prayers or to the corner. According to the challenge they brought, it is more important to keep ritual cleanliness and tradition than to be followers of the Spirit of God in our hearts. Within reasonable standards of sanitation and nutrition, not to mention unhealthy practices, Jesus seems to be saying that it is not what we take into our bodies and minds that cause trouble, but the attitudes, actions, and responses that come out. To the extent that it does not harm us or destroy us, food is not going to defile us. Thoughts are not going to ruin us, so long as we examine and evaluate them. The accusers of Jesus seemed more satisfied about their ability to keep rules and observances than to act in compassion, love, and generosity toward other human beings. What about those who cannot be ceremoniously clean? Those who work daily with animals? Those who work to prepare animals for food? Those who minister to the sick, the dying, the dead? All these are unclean by profession according to Jewish practice in the days of Jesus. Are these people to suffer ostracism because they cannot be clean? Are they to starve or go without God's love? I've been on a lot of camping trips. Sometimes I have handled freshly caught fish. I have gathered firewood which might have come from very unclean beginnings. I have dipped water from streams that had previously been sipped by animals or infected with runoff from who knows where. In those circumstances, there may not be adequate soap and purifying water to become totally clean. Was I defiled by that practice? Or is the true measure of devotion the love of God and the expression of goodness and service to God's children? I think we know the appropriate response. Let us pray. God of love and compassion, thank you for calling us to be more like Jesus, even though the calling is hard. Help us to concentrate our efforts to reach the higher level of love. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with daily devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, service opportunities, mission efforts, and classes, please visit our website at concordunited.org. On our website, you can also access our Sunday sermons, which, like these devotionals, are following our ongoing Grow Through the Bible reading plan. Finally, we would appreciate it if you would leave a rating and a review of this podcast so that others can discover it and benefit from it.